Here's Chick on stories we're following for you today on Robin Hood Radio. While there have been zero cases of the coronavirus in New York and Connecticut, Nuvance Health is monitoring the infectious disease surge and is prepared to provide communities it serves with the safest, most current care and information. Nuvance Health is comprised of a family of seven nonprofit hospitals spanning New York's Hudson Valley and Western Connecticut, and staff throughout the health system have taken several steps in accordance with guidelines from the U.S. Center of Disease Control. They participate in local, state, and federal discussions. They're sharing information at the best practice clinical recommendations across the seven hospital health system, hosting grand rounds presented by global health and infectious disease experts to provide education and training for screening and infection control in accordance with the CDC guidelines, also accessing supply chain for specialty equipment assets and needs, and identifying available negative pressure rooms to accommodate people under investigation requiring airborne isolation. In Sharon the Hotchkiss Library, Friday films at 5 at 5 p.m. Who is Jason Pollock? More information, hotchkisslibrary.org. This weekend, it's Jump Fest, the Salisbury Winter Sports Association 92nd Annual Jump Fest, a three-day celebration and competition of the best ski jumpers in the eastern United States. It's all centered around Saintree Hill in Salisbury. Friday at 7 o'clock, Friday night lights, target jumping under the lights, and then the human dog sled race. Of course, on Saturday, there's practice from 11 to noon, the competition at 1. And Saturday night at the White Hart, it is the fundraising snowball from 8 until midnight. And then on Sunday, it's back to jumping with practices 11 to noon at Saintree Hill. Competition begins at 1 o'clock, the Eastern U.S. Ski Jumping Championships. The Ankrum Comprehensive Plan Implementation Committee will hold its next quarterly meeting on Saturday. That comes up at 10 o'clock. Berkshire Bach Society presents acclaimed organist Renee Ann Luprette in a recital of music. That is coming up this weekend on Saturday at 2 p.m. at the Unitarian Universalist Meeting House in Housatonic. Cabin Fever Chicken Barbecue put on by the Sharon American Legion Post 126 at the Legion Hall in Sharon behind the firehouse on Saturday. Servings from 4 till 7, $12 for adults, $6 for children under 10. Children under 5, free when accompanied by adults. Half a baked chicken, baked beans, potato salad, pasta salad, coleslaw rolls, and dessert. All you can eat takeouts are available. A Beat the Winter Blues Dance being held by the VFW 5444 Route 22 in Dover Plains, New York, on Saturday from 7 to 11. Music by Way Behind the Sun, country music. The Sharon Ambulance Pancake Breakfast is happening Sunday beginning at 7 o'clock. Much more than pancakes, a full buffet breakfast. It all goes to support the Sharon Fire Department. It's held at the fire department from 7 to 10:30. The Stockbridge Grange is serving up a public stuffed breast of chicken dinner family style in the hall at 51 Church Street on Sunday from 1 until 2 p.m. Cost is $12 for adults. Youngsters 12 and under dine for half price. Children under 6 eat for free. Bidwell House Museum is presenting an off-season history talk replay program on Sunday, focusing on events that led to Shays' Rebellion. The program begins at 1 p.m. Berkshire International Film Festival presents their third annual environmental film focus series. Bard College at Simon's Rock, Daniel Arts Center at Alfred Road in Great Barrington, beginning at 3, followed by a question and answer session. Avereth of Southern Berkshire, Route 23 in Great Barrington, presenting a free screening of Alfred Hitchcock's Strangers on a Train, Sunday at 4 p.m. And in Kent, the town GOP has their Lincoln's birthday event celebrated by the Kent Republican Town Committee at the Bulls Bridge Inn. Republican Town Committee Chairman Scott Harvey invites local area residents to join in their festivities, starting at 6 with hors d'oeuvres and a cash bar, followed by dinner at 7. There's various choices for meals. State Senator Craig Miner, Litchfield of the 30th District, will speak, as well as Republican State Central Committee members John Morris and Ginny Landrevet. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgans at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average finished off the day up 88.92 at 29,379.77. The NASDAQ starts off today at 9,572.15, and the S&P 500 at 3,345.78. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.